That's all I know. Where's the wisdom? The shiur is dedicated to Nishmas, Double Chaim, Ben Tzvi Akiva, Double Randstrek, Talmud of mine. Chaim in his Akdamah to Shabbos has a whole long discussion about the fact that if a person wants to perform any given mitzvah properly, so one cannot even begin to perform a mitzvah properly if one is not familiar with all the intricate details of the halach of that particular mitzvah. Therefore, the Chofetz Chaim strongly recommends if a person wants to keep Shabbos, that's a good idea if everyone tries to keep Shabbos properly, the Chofetz Chaim strongly recommends you should learn Hilchos Shabbos. Without learning Hilchos Shabbos, going to be a bracha l'matal to try to observe Shabbos properly. So if this is true for the mitzvah of Shabbos, it's true for all the mitzvahs in the Torah. So sometimes when we think about the concept of Yirah Shemayim, so we talk a lot about Yirah Shemayim, especially these days. We speak a lot about Yirah Shemayim, which is a good thing. That's what we should be talking about these days. But sometimes we tend to forget that Yirah Shemayim is one of the Tayag mitzvahs. As the Shem L'kecha Tira, one of the Tayag mitzvahs is to fulfill this mitzvah of Yirah Shemayim. So just as all the other 612 mitzvahs have dinim to them, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos, so there are dinim. There's a mitzvah of tefillin, there are dinim. There's a mitzvah of shofar, there are dinim. You can't just say, I'm going to theoretically fulfill this mitzvah in every shape or form that I want. When, in order to perform the mitzvah properly, one has to be aware of the halachas which involve that particular mitzvah. So no less than any other of the mitzvahs in the Torah, Yirah Shemayim has a whole series of different halachas and hashkafas and things that one should be aware of. So we'll try to give a little bit of an overview in the short amount of time that we have tonight. Try to give just a little bit of an overview of Yidin, just what is expected of us in terms of Yirah Shemayim, and hopefully this will help enhance our fulfillment of this mitzvah properly, particularly during this time of the year. There is a tefillah that we recite each month before and Shabbos before Shchodesh. We ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for a lot of different things. So one of the things that we ask for is for Yirah Shemayim. So it's interesting that in that particular tefillah is only one thing that we repeat the bakasha for. Everything else is enough just to ask once for. We ask for osher and kavod and arichas yamim and health and everything that we ask once. When it comes to Yirah Shemayim, so we request it twice. So first we request Yirah Shemayim v'Yiras Chet, and then afterwards we ask once again the Avos Torah v'Yirah Shemayim. So it's an obvious question, just on the Nusach HaTfilah, what are we asking for twice? What's the significance of this additional dosage of Yirah Shemayim? So the joke is usually said, there's a lot of truth in this particular joke, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. The joke is usually said that if you look at the Seder HaTfilah, so first we ask for Yirah Shemayim, Yirah Chayit, and then we ask for Osher V'Chavod. We ask to get rich, and we ask for a lot of honor, a lot of kavod. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants you that Osher V'Chavod, then you're in big trouble. But then you better ask for a second dosage of Yirah Shemayim to combat that last bracha of Osher V'Kavod. But that's not what we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about really what is the meaning of this double phrase of Yirah Shemayim. So we learn very brisk style. So we like to think that everything, there are two dinim, there are two halachas. So in Yirah Shemayim, there are two halachas. There are two different types of Yirah Shemayim. And I think that al pi din, this tefillah is reflecting the fact that there are two different, very, very different types of Yirah Shemayim. So the first Yirah Shemayim that we refer to in the tefillah is Yirah Shemayim v'Yiras Chet. So Yirah Shemayim is compared, is put and lumped into one sentence with Yiras Chet. And then the second Yirah Shemayim, two phrases later, is lumped together with Avos Torah. What is the significance of putting Yirah Shemayim together with Yiras Chet on the one hand, and on the second hand, putting Yirah Shemayim together with Avos Torah? So the answer is there are two very, very different images of Yirah Shemayim. So Yirah Shemayim has, on a most basic, fundamental, elementary level, is Yiras HaOnesh. That a person is afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the same way a child knows that if he does such and such, so he's going to get punished, whatever that punishment's going to be. So there's a din b'cheshbon in the world that it's not a hefkevelt, it's not leis dina leis dina. There's a dina in the world, and that there are ramifications, there are repercussions of what a person does. So that's Yiras HaOnesh. So a person has to has to ingrain that notion of Yerushalayim in him. There's no question about that. That's one dimension of Yerushalayim. That's the first Yerushalayim that we ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, that we should appreciate Yerushalayim together with Yiras Chet. It means we should see Chet, and no, that's a bad thing. Chet brings bad things to us. There are bad ramifications of being Chet. That's the first level of Yerushalayim. But that's not all that we ask for, because that's a very, very elementary, very low level of Yerushalayim. That's what the Rambam describes in the Cheshuva as a lowest level of Avedis Hashem. There's a much greater level of Yerushalayim that we strive for, that we hope and perfect, and that's what the Rishonim coined, they use the phrase Yiras HaRemimus. That probably shouldn't be interpreted, it shouldn't be translated to mean the fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Probably more the correct term is the awe or reverence, etc. It's like Moshel Mo'adav Adoma, that there's a mitzvah of Mora Ava'im. So Mora Ava'im, of course, has a certain, for a little child, of course, has a certain degree of fear, in the sense of fear of punishment, fear of upset, whatever the case may be. But hopefully, a person's 50 years old, hopefully that his mora that he has to his parents has already been elevated to the point where it's no longer a mora of onesh, but rather it's a mora in the sense of an awe, of a reverence. There's a certain relationship that a person has with a parent that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling us we're supposed to have a similar type of relationship with him. We're supposed to be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're supposed to be in reverence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is by definition everywhere and every place, so we act in a different way. That's a very different type of Yerushalayim than the first Yerushalayim. So the first Yerushalayim is compared to Yiras Chet because we're afraid of the Chet. We know that Chet brings bad things. Chet brings onesh. Chet ruins the lives. Chet is a terrible thing. So HaKadosh Baruch, we ask you to give us that Yerushalayim and Yiras Chet, to appreciate that, to internalize that. When push comes to shove, when we're standing at the time of Nisayon, so we should remember that there's a din v'cheshbon in the world. But that's not the only level of Yerushalayim that we're asking for. We're asking for a much greater Yerushalayim, much deeper, much more profound Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim of Yiras HaRemimus, to appreciate the awe and the reverence to this unique relationship that we hopefully will have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the significance of combining together this phrase of Yerushalayim with Avas Torah? Why do these two go hand in hand? So this seems to be borne out by several statements in the Rambam and Mishneh Torah, where the Rambam speaks about how does a person fulfill this mitzvah of Yerushalayim, and how does a person fulfill the mitzvah of Avas Hashem? Two mitzvahs are a certain connection between the two. How do you go about doing this mitzvah? What's the ma'isa mitzvah of Yerushalayim? So we are very into, you know, very precise halachic definitions. I know how to do the ma'isa mitzvah of tefillin. I go and get the right four parshas, put them into a bias, get rituas, palachin them, everything's l'shmo, l'shem kedusha. I wake up in the morning, I put my tefillin on the right place, I know where I am, I'm a righty, I'm a lefty, I got all the pratim, all the details, I know how to do the ma'isa mitzvah of tefillin. The mitzvah tekiyah shofar, I got it all down pat, with the shvam truas, with the truas, the shvams, hefsek, l'shem achas, I got all the details. How do I go about, if I ask you, what's the ma'isa mitzvah of Yerushalayim? How do you go about fulfilling this mitzvah? At what point do you say, hinni mucharam zum on the kai mitzvahs Yerushalayim? So the Rambam writes that Yerushalayim is predicated on the assumption that a person has an understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that a person realizes the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You can only have mora for something or for somebody if you appreciate what that individual is, you appreciate what that place is. That's why when Yaakov Avinu, when he wakes up from his dream, so he says, before he knew that it was a Mokom Kaddish, before he realized he was in the Mokom HaMikdash, he couldn't possibly have Mora for that particular location. So before a person is able to express Yerushalayim, he has to have a certain degree of Yedias Hashem. He has to understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu a little bit. He has to have a glimpse of the greatness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu before he can be in awe of the greatness of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's what the Rambam writes, that the way to perform the mitzvah of Yerushalayim is to try to learn about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to try to understand, to try to appreciate the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. By appreciating the magnitude of the awesomeness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so a person will ultimately, just naturally, be led to a tremendous more of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's no great, it's very, very easy. Like the Gemara says, V'at Yisrael Masha Melkecha Shom Kim Yiras Hashem Melkecha. It's very, very hard. But if a person, once a person reaches the stage of Yedias Hashem, then the corollary that he's going to be Yarib Ben Hashem is a cinch. That's the very easy part. The hard part is to get to the point of Yedias Hashem. So how do you go about doing that? How do you get Yedias Hashem? Where in the world are you going to figure out what's going to teach you in this world about the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the Rambam writes in a few different places, one at the end of Hichas Tshuva, and the Rambam say for mitzvahs, and other places, the Rambam writes that there are fundamentally two different ways for a person to understand the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world, which will ultimately fill the person up with these feelings of Yerushalayim, of Yiras HaRemimus. So one the Rambam writes quite clearly is just to look around at the Bria, to look around at the goddess of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the Chochmah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. So you just look around, you don't, it's not so complicated to sense it. You look at the sun, you wake up in the morning, you look at the sun, you see this is unbelievable. You get out of a good book at a library, you read a little bit about the sun, 93 million miles away, that's pretty impressive. I can't do that, I can't make a sun. So the weathermen, they can predict from today to tomorrow, but Lamaisa, they still can't change the weather. So that's a tremendous thing, that's an unbelievable thing, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the being who created that sun, must be, no pun intended, must be an unbelievable being that could create such a thing. And they just go kahena v'kahena through the Bria, just go step by step and take a look and see. Look at your body, look at the world around you, look at everything. All the godless Habayrei is just staring you in the face. If a person would just wake up and look around and look at the godless Habayrei, so then they would be immediately filled, the Rambam says, with this tremendous feeling of Meir, this tremendous feelings of Yerushalayim. So that's the Maisa Mitzvah, that's the part of the Maisa Mitzvah, is looking at the world around you and trying everything you see in the godless Habayrei to give you a greater and greater understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a greater and greater feeling about the awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is how one way, one method of a person reaching Yedias Hashem, which translates to mean the Mitzvah of Yerushalayim. I've told the story over many times in my shiur. I'll tell it over, not everyone's been in my shiur, so I'll tell it over for the other bachurim as well. So several years ago, when I used to run a summer call a lot in California, so I was around those days. I don't see any places from then. So we used to learn for a couple of weeks in the summer, and then at the very end of the summer, so we went on some major trip. So one summer, we went to the Grand Canyon. So you know, I was hemming and hawing, we take the bachurim to the Grand Canyon, and that's a big trip. It's 8 hours. You know, 8 hours of little tire, you know, that way. And, so should we do it? Should we not do it? So then I decided, no, we're going to go to the Grand Canyon. But I'm going to give the Bachar a pep talk before we go. So I said, I got them all together before we got into the cars. So I said to them, I said, listen, I said, before we get out of here, I said, we're not Hasidish, but we'll do this anyway. I said, everyone's going to say together, not really, but we're going to make believe we're going to say together, Hinini Mukhram Zum L'Shaib Yichud, Hinini Mukhram Zum L'Shaib Yichud, what mitzvah are we about to do? Hinini Mukhram Zum L'Kai Mitzvah Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. That if you go look at the Grand Canyon with that mindset, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah d'arayis of Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira, so it takes 8 hours. It takes me 8 hours to build my sukkah also. So it takes time to do mitzvah. So Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. So I'm going to perform that mitzvah. If you're going to do the mitzvah of Yerushalayim, you're going to the Grand Canyon to fulfill the mitzvah d'arayis of Yerushalayim, then you have every right to go do it. If not, you stop, you go to Disneyland for the day. It's much faster and, I can't say cheaper, but it's faster and closer. So, but to fulfill Yerushalayim, I don't know if you're going to fulfill watching Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck running around, but if you go to the Grand Canyon, you're going to fulfill the mitzvah d'arayis, at least, of Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. But that wasn't the end of the story. That was only the first half of the trip. Then we got back, so I told them that now we're going back to the Beis Medrash, and now we have another mitzvah to perform. It's really the same mitzvah. We're about to perform the mitzvah again of Es Hashem L'Kecha Tira. The Lukum Lukai was crazy. Well, it's the second half of the mitzvah. So I quoted them, the Ibn Ezra in Tehillim. With Perek Tehillim, we say every Shabbos in Yom Tov, from Sukkot Zimra, L'Menatzeach, Mizmor L'David. So David HaMelech describes the Gevaldik of Riyav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shemayim Misaprim Kwekeh, Lamasi Adam Megid Rekiah, Yerim Ve'Oimeh. He's overwhelmed, David HaMelech, his mamash, he's taking a class in astronomy, he's unbelievable. He looks at the Shemesh and the Erech, Kechav, and you can just sense, if you just listen to the words, he's filled up, he's in awe, total, complete awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then all of a sudden he starts talking about Teres Hashem Tamim, Mishim Tznafesh, Eres Hashem Naman, Mechim Espesi, Kudosh Hashem, what's this talking about? First he's talking about astronomy, and then he's talking about the Torah. This is Torah Mad, the Mamash, in the same parak. So what's going on? I don't understand. What's going on with David HaMelech? It should have been another parak. So the Ibn Ezra says in that Pasuk, he says, no, the pshat is like this, that this parak is describing David HaMelech's Yedias Hashem. He's telling you what it's like to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu in two different ways. He sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Tev, he sees the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Shemesh, Kerech, Kechavim, like Avraham Avinu originally saw Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's overwhelmed with Avas Hashem and Yerushalayim. He just can't control himself. And then all of a sudden, David HaMelech comes to the realization, there's another way to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even a higher way, says Ibn Ezra, that you see the Chochmas Elokim in the Daf Gemara, you see the Chochmas Elokim in the Chumash, you see the Chochmas Elokim in the Sugya. It's unbelievable. No human being ever could have made up this story. Nobody. The story is so great. The Tosha B'Peh is so profound, is so vast, that it would be impossible. It's mamash in a description of Elokus. It's a description of such a Chochmas HaBoyrei that you're blown away. A person who really, truly understands what it's saying in the Gemara, so he has such a Yedias Hashem, he has such an appreciation, such an awe and reverence for the person who wrote this book. like Lahavdil Alef Havdalah, you read a good book. So, well, I'd love to meet the author. This author is amazing. He has such an uncanny way of writing things, such a power of words. So you see the person, the being, the essence, the one who put together this sugya. Who else could have thought of Migo? We still don't understand Migo. We've been talking about Migo for a month and we still don't understand it. Who else could have thought of Cheskes Habatim? All right, only according to Ramban, that's the Rice. According to Rosh, it's the Rabban. Okay, it doesn't count. But who else could have figured this all out? This is an amazing thing. Kol Torah Kula is Mamash Chofas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person has to stop and say, wait a second, this is amazing. This is not just, a fancy svar, a nice lumdish, we're going to throw around some chakivas and some brisket terms and you call it a day. It should fill you up, should be a zaf pachad, that to see this is the chokhmas haboyrei, the Rebbeinu Shlom is so powerful and so majestic and so awesome, this is something else. That's part of the mitzvah of Yerushalayim. That the more a person learns about the world around him, the more a person learns of the Torah Kedoshah, so the greater appreciation he has of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the greater feelings of Yerusha Mayim he will be instilled with. And the Rambam writes clearly that the same way that the greater Yedias Hashem you have, it helps you fulfill the bits of Yerusha Mayim, it also helps you fulfill the bits of Avas Hashem, which is the Rambam at the end, the very last Rambam of Cheshuvah is addressing. The Rambam asks the same question, how do you fulfill Avas Hashem? How do you do Avas Hashem? So it's the same thing. It's two sides of the same coin. You can only love that which you know. If I don't know the other person, what's shaykh to love the other person? I never met them. I can't love somebody I don't know. So the only way to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the more you know about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you realize the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by looking at the world. You fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu by learning His Torah. That's how you fall in love with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's an Avas Hashem and it's a Yiras Hashem. They all come from the same Makor. So that's the Chur what we mean. This is all what we mean in that Tefillah and Rosh Chodesh, that we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu for two levels of Yiras Shemayim. We ask for the basic, elementary level of Yiras Shemayim. Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Chay. If you don't have that, then you're not going to get into the baddest box. So you have to have a certain pachad of chet. You have to have a certain, chet, it repulses you. You should mamash, it should get you sick. You just chet, that's not matim, it's nothing to do with me. How can I be chetay? It's not shayach to be chet. That's Yerushimayim v'yiras chet. And then there's Yerushimayim avas toyer v'yerushimayim. That's the Yerushimayim that has an impact on the person that stems and emanates from Yedias Hashem, that goes hand in hand with Avas Torah. Because the person who has the greater Yedias Hashem will by definition have the greater Yiras HaRamimus, and will also, the corollary, will also have the greater Avas Torah. Avas Torah and Yerushimayim are not steerers to one another. They complement one another because they both emanate from the same source. They both emanate from a greater appreciation of the godliness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does this mean practically? How does this express itself in terms of, we say that a person has Yiras Shamayim, a person has Yiras Chay. So how do we see this day in, day out? How does this affect his actions on a daily basis? The person who has Yiras Shamayim, the person who has Yiras Chay. The Gemara says in the second parak of Maseches Erevin that commenting on the Pasuk in Keheles, that Shlomo HaMelech had a lot of great accomplishments in this world. If you had to list all the great things that Shlomo HaMelech did, so if you would have asked me, I would have said building the Beis HaMikdash, that's answer number one. If you would have said number two, I would have said, I don't know, maybe writing Shir HaShirim, maybe the Koheles, Mishlei, I don't know, being a king, I don't know, a lot of exciting things that he did. But the Gemara says, nah, those are very nice accomplishments, that's not what really did it. What really gave Shlomo HaMelech his real oomph, his real koyach, was that he was Mesakeid Erev Chetzeres, he was Mesakeid Tulos Yadayim, and he was Mesakeid Shnias Learayas. That was the godless of Shlomo HaMelech. And he made all these funny gzeiras that we still observe today. That's the gzeiras. That's so great. That's so important. Shnius Learayas, that the whole sugya in the second part of Yevamos. Min haTorah, a person's allowed to marry his grandmother, but Shlomo HaMelech said, "But the Rabbani not allowed to marry your grandmother." That's more important than building the Beit HaMikdash. A very, very modern statement. What's pshat in this Chazal? So here it's clear what Chazal is telling us is that Shlomo HaMelech taught Klal Yisrael how to be Yirei Shamayim. So Shlomo HaMelech instilled in Klal Yisrael how practically to take Yirei Shamayim in a koyach lapoyel. Instead of a person approaches chait in a very lackadaisical manner, a person approaches Avodas Hashem in a very laid-back manner in the sense that, I don't say everyone should become neurotic, that's not the goal of tonight. But if a person takes the approach that, all right, no big deal, because I didn't have air, no, B'chal Shabbos, big deal, we'll try again next time. If that's the approach that a person takes, so that can become very, very detrimental. That a person has to look at Averus and he has to think that it's not shaykh for me to be chayte. I have to do whatever is in my power to avoid chayt. And this is ultimately the idea of Asus Yag L'Torah. But the Mishnah says in the beginning of there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make siyagim, there's a mitzvah in the Torah to make gezeiros. Why do you have to make gezeiros? Lo dayechem asa Torah. Just do what the Rebbe Shalom said. What do you need gezeiros for? The answer is no. Gezeiros are our expression of Yerushimayim, of Yerushchayim. But if a person really takes Avodas Hashem seriously, if a person really has proper Yerushimayim, he's not going to be enough for him to say, yeah, no problem, I won't cook on Shabbos. No, I'm not going to do anything that's even going to possibly lead me in the wildest dreams to cook on Shabbos. So I'm not going to put food back on the fire on Shabbos, even if it's cooked, because a gazer may come looking like cooking. Or I'm not going to do such and such, because maybe this could be misconstrued, maybe this will lead me down the line with day and aveira. If a person has that approach of Yerush Shemayim and Yerush Chayim properly, so gezeiros fit in perfectly. Gezeiros fit in exactly where they're supposed to be. And that's the Shlomo Melech taught Klal Yisrael. So as great as the Binyan Beis HaMikdash was, as great as writing Shir HaShirim was, as great as being the smartest man around, what Shlomo Melech did was, he taught Klal Yisrael how to make fences around the Torah. But the Gemara says in Erevin, before Shlomo Melech came along, so the Torah didn't have a fence around it. Shlomo Melech was the one who really, really got this mitzvah of Shmatas and Shmati going strong, and he laid the groundwork for many, many gezeiros that the Chum ultimately made around the mitzvahs. This idea of making gezeiros, making siyag, or making gedarim, very often people misunderstand that. Very often people think, you know, again, because we learn so much, Baruch Hashem, we learn so much, not discouraging learning, because we learn so much, so we think that the gezeiros mean things that the Chachamim make. But that's true. The Chachamim made certain universal gezeiros for all of Klal Yisrael. The Chachamim had to size up what was necessary for all of Klal Yisrael to be nizer, and they made certain gezeiros. But that in no shape or form means that if an individual has a particular need, he has to make his own gezeiros about for himself. It means he has to make his own safeguards. If I know that I'm weak in a certain area, so I have to be extra specially careful in that particular area. Like the Rambam writes in terms of midos, so a person knows that he's very, 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 very stingy. So in order to get him back into normalcy, he's got to go sometimes to the other extreme. Kahena v'kahena. So in this area also, if a person knows that they have a certain weakness, a person knows that every time I hang out with this chevra, we always end up talking bashnar. Every time. So don't hang out with that chevra. So finish. So you know that for you, if that's not working, if I know that every time I go to such and such place, I always end up being involved in things that are inappropriate, so don't go to that place. So don't lech lech amrin lo naziris chos chol akamel sikrov. It means you say that the nazir has got to be a shaita. He's going to go into the vineyard, he's going to stand there looking with his eyes, his mouth drooling to eat the grapes. Don't go into the vineyard. If you personally know that you're having trouble in this area, so you have to make your own gezeiros around. You have to be careful. That's part of the mitzvah of Yerushimayim. So mitzvah of Yerushimayim means that you don't view mitzvahs in such a, again, we don't want people to become neurotic. That's not the goal. The Rav, someone once asked the Rav about Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, we say Uvechein Tein Pachtecha. We ask the Rebbe Shalom, you should give us, you should instill in us a tremendous pachad and yira and ema. So it was a psychiatrist who asked the Rav, how could we dive into the Rebbe Shalom that we should be afraid? We know that fear and neurosis is such a terrible thing. It ruins people. People get so depressed, everything. So how can you turn to the Rebbe Shalom and ask the Rebbe Shalom for pachad and aim of yira? So the Rav explained, because this is the only pachad and aim of yira that's a healthy pachad and aim of yira. To have yira shemayim, to have pachad of the Rebbe Shalom, that's gevaldik. If you have pachad of the Rebbe Shalom, you won't have any other pachads. You won't have any other fears. Nothing else is going to bother you. If you're so Mali v'gadosh and Yerushimayim, so then all the other things that you won't be afraid of heights anymore. You won't be afraid of the dark anymore. Whatever. I'm not a psychologist. I can't promise you that. But it means the person will overcome some of the other things some of the fears which are not grounded in anything. So Yerushimayim is a good fear. Yerushimayim is a healthy fear. Yerushimayim is a positive fear. It doesn't mean a person has to become sick over it. It doesn't mean a person has to become. If a person sometimes, very often, the Yetzirah masks itself in Yerushimayim. It's, different people have different Yetzirah. So the Yetzirah is much smarter than you think it is. And it gets smarter and smarter every year. So just because you thought you mixed them up in Rosh Hashanah with a few extra kudos at the end, he's by some good eyes, already ready to roll back again with the next punch. So the Yetzirah realizes he's not going to come and tell you, say, I'm a guy, he's a Ben Tayri, he's a Ben Yeshiva, he's a real Molly Vigadish in Yerushimayim. So the Yetzirah is not going to come and tell him to do something which is out of bounds. The Yetzirah is not going to come to a Ben Tayri, he's going to say, go to the movies. What Ben Tayri is going to listen and go to an inappropriate movie? It's not even the ballpark, not even the Shaykh to talk about. So of course he's not going to come with that argument. What's he going to do? The Yetzirah is going to come and he's going to tell you a story about how, remember that Kriyashma you just said? Nah, you missed the word. You didn't say it properly. So say it over again. Say it over Kriyat Shema again. And then the Yetzer is going to come back and say, oh, by the way, you didn't do it perfectly again. Say it over a third time. Say it over an 18th time. And by the time you finish saying it over 37 times later, you already missed Night Seder. That's also what Atzah Yetzer. It's a much smarter Yetzer. Yetzer knows his customers, so he knows how to present different things to different people. So a person has to be very, very careful. You have to always be on guard. You have to know what the Yetzer is telling you to do. So we're not trying to create people who are, have issues and having difficulty and getting depressed about mitzvahs. That's by far, anyone who knows me, we try to be very cheery. We make a lot of jokes and cheer. Everyone's supposed to be happy, and you're supposed to be happy during the Aseret Metshuva. You're not supposed to be miserable during the Aseret Metshuva. You're supposed to be happy, all smiles. But on the other hand, you're supposed to have a tremendous aim of a fachad. It's not a stira galuya. It's not you make simcha yaseir, the Rambam says in Rosh Hashanah, but it's make simcha is. You may simply say it's not. So it's not a time for total joking around. That's why we try to cut down some of the jokes in Shia today. But it's you may aim of a fachad. That person has to have a certain dosage of Yirah Shemayim to take things seriously, to take life seriously, to take Shemiras HaMitzvah seriously. Shemiras HaMitzvah is a serious business. It's a great business. It's a gewaltig. It's murder. We love it and everything. But it's serious. That chet is a serious thing. It's not something that we take lightly. We mentioned before that there are two mitzvahs that have certain similarities to them: the mitzvah of Avas Hashem and the mitzvah of Yiras Hashem. Means they emanate from the same source. That the greater appreciation a person has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the greater mitzvah of Avas Hashem they're going to fulfill, and the greater mitzvah of Yiras Hashem they're going to fulfill. So we had to ask ourselves a question in the hierarchy of things: which one is greater? Which one is more important than the other? Is Avas Hashem greater level, or is Yiras Hashem a greater level? So there's a famous Ramban in Parshas Yisrael we've quoted here on several occasions. There's a Ramban in Parshas Yisrael where the Ramban develops this idea that all los essays emanate from Yiras Shemayim, and all mitzvahs essays emanate from Avas Hashem. For the obvious reason that if a person wants to develop a relationship of love with somebody, so when you love somebody, you want to spend time with them, you want to do things, it's an active type of a relationship. So you're pursuing a way to actively, you love somebody, so you want to give them things, you want to give them gifts, you want to spend time with them, you want to go places with them. That's what Avas Hashem is all about. Avas Hashem, I'm so in love with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm running to come to Shul to Daven, and I'm coming to say Kriya Shema, I'm coming to learn, and I'm coming to put on my tefillin, I'm going to sit in the sukkah and I'm going to hear the shofar. I'm running. The more I can talk to Kadosh Baruch Hu, the better off I am. Losa says they're a different story. Losa says means I take a step back from Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you know, Kadosh Baruch Hu is Malach Laaretz Kavodo. You know, and he said, I can't eat that cheeseburger. Okay. I'm afraid of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm in awe and reverence of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. I take a step back. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Losasek Malacha. I trust his better judgment. I take a step back. Did I just tell over about the Ten Commandments? I didn't tell over that and share this week. I was telling my kids. I forgot what I was telling to. So yesterday I was sitting on the bridge for, anyone knows, I walked to the Beis Medrash at 10:30 yesterday. I was sitting on the bridge for an hour and a half. There was a lot of traffic. So, but it was worth, I can't say it was worth an hour and a half. I could have gotten the same Musar Haskell in 10 seconds. But it was worth it for one thing. It was Min HaShemayim. Even though the Rebbe Shalom threw a traffic jam at me, here I was, some good guy ready to roll, wanted to come and learn morning Seder, and I'm sitting on the bridge. But it was Mamash Min HaShemayim, because the whole way there was a Musar staring me in the face. I was stuck behind this car who had a bumper sticker on it, and the bumper sticker said, B'zeh HaLoshen, the 10 commandments are not the 10 suggestions. That was his bumper sticker. That was it. There are other things on the bumper sticker also that I probably shouldn't quote, because one of them was probably a violation of the second of the Dibros, but we'll leave that out. We'll leave it out for now. But I'll call upon him that particular Nakuda did catch my attention. So when the Ramban in the Ten Commandments, the Ramban writes that all the mitzvahs essay emanate from Avas Hashem and all the mitzvahs losa essay emanate from Yiras Shemayim. So which is greater, says the Ramban? Which is a higher level? The Ramban says everybody knows which is a higher level. The higher level is mitzvahs essay. Avas Hashem is a greater level than Yiras Hashem. How do I know this, says the Ramban? It's a Ferish Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Yevamos. I heard the good news that Yeshiva is learning Yevamos in a couple of years, right? When are we learning it? When is it? 2 years, okay. So the Ramban writes, the Gemara says in the beginning of the Yavamah, if you have a clash between the mitzvah say and the mitzvah losa say, so the mitzvah say overcomes, overrides the mitzvah losa say. It says the Ramban, you see from here that Avas Hashem is a greater mitzvah than Yiras Hashem. That's the Ramban's presentation. But it's a lot of lumbus in that Ramban in terms of the Sugya and Yavamah, but we're not learning Yassid Dachal Losa say right now. For Hashkafa reasons, it's enough to extract that you could, the Yassid of the Ramban. So of course the Ramban's right. How can it be otherwise? Avas Hashem, of course we want to encourage people to have Avas Hashem. We want people to have Yiras Hashem also, but ultimately Avas Hashem is a greater level, is a higher level. But there's an interesting corollary to that halacha that the Ramban doesn't mention, and that's the Gemara in Zevachim, where the Gemara tells us that Avas Hashem is greater, and the Gemara doesn't use those terms, the Gemara says, Asei is dochalos, Asei, except for one place. There's one place in the world where Asei is not dochalos, Asei, and that's Beis HaMikdash. There's a klal of Ein Asei dochalos, Asei Sheba Mikdash. So if you follow the Ramban's line of reasoning, what the Gemara is probably saying up Yashkof is the following Yisod. That yes, it's true that throughout the world, in a regular place, you're in the Heights, you're in Tina, wherever you are, Asei dochalos Asei. Avas Hashem is a higher level of Avas Hashem. But there's one place in the world where Yiras Hashem rules, and that is in the Mikdash. And that's what we find. L'gabi the Beis HaMikdash, there's a special mitzvah of Maneira Mokam Azev. Maneira HaMikdash is Mikdashi Tiro'o. So why is that? What is unique about the Mikdash? So the answer is that the Mikdash is such a high concentration of Shekhinah, the Rebbein Shalom is mamish there, that we're so overwhelmed by Yiras Hashem that Yiras Hashem carries the day. When you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you're just floored. You walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you just, the Rebbein Shalom's mamish, you're in the Beis Hashem itself. There's such an intense concentration of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence there, so Yiras Hashem rules. That's the way it is. The rest of the world, things are a little bit more laid back. You put your feet up a little bit. You know, Avas Hashem is more important than Yiras Hashem. But you're Lefnei Hashem mamish in the Beis HaMikdash. So the only machshava, the only feeling that carries the day is Yiras Hashem. And therefore, following the Moshe of the Ramban, so what do you see? You say from here that it's the concentration of Shekhinah ultimately that creates the mechayev of Yiras Hashem. The greater concentration of Shekhinah, the greater level of Yiras Shamayim that has to be exhibited. So just as that's true in terms of Mokom, we know that there are two different types of Kedushas. There's Kedushas Mokom, there's Kedushas Zman. If it's true about Mokom, then it's probably true about Zman as well. So all year long, I would be willing to say that the overwhelming, the most important emotion, the most important dimension of Avodas Hashem is the dimension of Avas Hashem. The Avas Hashem Rakecha, that rules, that carries the day. That's what we strive for, Avas Hashem and Avas Hashem, more Avas Hashem, Yiras Shamayim also. We're not minimizing Yiras Shamayim, but Avas Hashem is the more important of the two emotions. But there's one time of the year when everything is flipped around, the tables are turned, and that's the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. What is unique about the days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva? So we just read after yesterday, Yeshua Hashem B'Motzai, that the intense level of Shekhinah that's present in the whole world, not just in the Beis HaMikdash, in Washington Heights on 185th Street, so there's a greater concentration of Shekhinah today than there will be next week, than there was last week. That's the din. Yeshua Hashem B'Motzai. Ka'ubi Yosef Karov, so Chazal say we have a Messiah that Elu Asar Yom Shabin Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's presence is here in such a more intense, powerful way than it is the rest of the year. So there's only one way that we respond. The only way for us to respond during this time is that we're overcome with Yira. That the Meira, Yemei Pachad, Neira V'Oyom of these days, so not only because they're Pachad Yemei Hadin, that's also true. That's Yira Shemayim, Yira Shechay. It's true that the Yemei Hadin, it's true with Tlin V'Oyom Din, that's all true. And the Sifrei Gibel Sefarim are open, that's all true. That's all true. But I'm talking about an even different level of Yira Shemayim. I'm talking about Yira Seremimus. The Yiras HaRamimus of these days is different than it was last week. The Yiras HaRamimus of today is not going to be the same Yiras HaRamimus of next week. Because these are the Asar Yom Shem Yerushalmi Yom Kippurim. This is like Mikdash. Just as in Kedushas Mokom, when there's a higher concentration of Shekhinah, there's a higher concentration, there's a higher Mechayiv of Yiras Shemayim. So in the days in Kedushas Zman, when there's a higher concentration of Shekhinah, there's a higher concentration of Yiras Shemayim as well. And it shouldn't surprise us that Klal Yisrael are in tune to this. And Ein Neviim Hem B'nei Neviim Hem. That the term Yom Noraim, to the best of my knowledge, the term Yom Noraim doesn't appear in Chazal. I don't remember it appearing in the Rishonim either, I don't know, but everybody knows, these are days called Yom Noraim. So who made up the term Yom Noraim? The guys who sell the seats, Yom Noraim seats, who made up the term Yom Noraim? So the answer is Klal Yisrael made it up. Klal Yisrael realized, the Ruach HaKodesh, Klal Yisrael realized that the motif of these days are Yimei Yira. But these are Yom Noraim, Manoira HaMokom HaZeh, that defines the very essence of this period. These are days of Yimei Yira. So these are days of Yimei Yira. And again, not only Yimei Yira of Yiras HaOinish and Yiras HaChet and the lower level of Yira, which is also true, but the Yiras HaRenimus, that the ability of Yiras HaRenimus is so much greater during these days. So in Cain, during these days, what's your attitude be? If these are days where Yir Shemayim rules, then we have to be extra specially careful in performing this mitzvah, Es Hashem Lekecha Tira, properly. Es Hashem Lekecha Tira is 24/7, 365 days a year. There's no question about that. But just as there's a greater mitzvah of Yerushalayim in the Mikdash, there's a greater mitzvah of Yerushalayim during these days. So what does that translate to mean? How do we go about doing that? So the answer is, we've got to go back to the basics, like we just said before. So the way we started off this year, how do you fulfill Yerushalayim? So it's a question we should ask every day of our lives in Kal Vachomer during this week, Maseiros Yemei Teshuva. So you have to go back to Yedias Hashem, and we have to go back to Limud HaTorah, and we have to go back to the basics. Those things which bring us to a greater appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be more involved during these days. We have to be in a higher level during these days. Not only because they Yemei HaDin, not only because we're hoping and praying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tilt the balance in our favor. That's all true. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, that in and of itself is a greater mechayev of Yerushalayim. And whenever there's a greater mechayev of Yerushalayim, that means there's by definition, there's a greater mechayev of Yedias Hashem, and a greater mechayev of Limud HaTorah, and a greater mechayev of looking at the Bria. All the things that normally bring a person to Yerushalayim are greater during this time of the year. And, just as we said, quoting the Gemara in Erevin about Shlom HaMelech, that the mitzvah of Yerushalayim has practical consequences. Yerushalayim means gezeiros, means a person making certain safeguards, a person taking certain precautions. So the level of precaution for chet is much greater during this time, that the odds are, you know, the risks are greater, the stakes are higher during this time of the year. A person has to be extra specially careful, above and beyond what he's normally is careful about. Not only because it's Yimei Din, and you don't want to blow, you don't want to goof, like the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, that the reason why Klal Yisrael are more makpid on mitzvahs during the Seiros Yemei Teshuvah than the rest of the year is because you don't, just in case you're abandoning, and just in case you're teetering on the balance, and you need that one mitzvah, so you want to make sure you get it. And just in case that one avera comes your way, you don't want that to be the one to knock you into the wrong book. So that's all true. But besides that, just because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is here, even if there wouldn't be a Mehadin, Zuyutsu that a Kadosh Baruch would say to us, there are 10 days a year I'm going to be in the world more close than I am the rest of the year. There's no din, there's no svarim, the svarim aren't psuchim anymore, it doesn't matter, it's all closed up, it's all finished. It doesn't matter. The fact that a Kadosh Baruch, even if you're a tzaddik gomur, let's say even, everybody's a tzaddik gomur. Everybody here who was nechtav and nechtam, liat l'chaim tovah, read in Rosh Hashanah, so you don't really need a seres mitzvah for the Yemei HaDin. You still have a mitzvah Yerushalayim, you still have a greater mitzvah Yerushalayim, because it's Birush Hashem B'Matzah, the Ribbono Shel Olam is here. So when the Ribbono Shel Olam is here, that means you have to be extra specially careful in all dimensions of Yerushalayim. So all dimensions of Yerushalayim mean greater Yedias Hashem. Dimensions of Yerushalayim mean greater Limud HaTorah, which by definition is Yedias Hashem. Greater Yerushalayim means gezeiros, to be careful not to be nichshol in aveiros. And each person has to figure out for themselves what is the appropriate safeguard, what is the appropriate hachokas, what are the appropriate gezeiros. So when we speak about gezeiros, which are true all year long, and how much more so during this time of the year, so we should always remember that the Rambam tells us at the end of the Hilchos Yisur Biya that there are two different levels of gezeiros. The Rambam writes that there are certain gezeiros, let's say, in the realm of Yisur Biya, that was the Rambam was talking about. So the Rambam says there are certain gezeiros that were instituted by Chazal, and then sometimes an individual has to make his own gezeiros in this area. So those are all true. Those are in a sense shmira. Those are safeguards that a person has to make, that the halacha makes about him. But then the Rambam tells us ultimately what's the greatest gezeira. The Rambam turns around the concept of gezeiras, and the Rambam says at the end of the day, if you want to know who's going to be safe in this area, who's going to be prevented from chet in this area, and the Rambam is talking primarily in the realm of Yisuradiyah, but we can extend this to other areas as well. So the Rambam says, at the end of the day, it's not enough to look at everything from a negative point of view. We don't want to create this mindset that everything is negative, that stay away and stay away and stay away. That's true. There are certain things you have to stay away from, very, very far away from. But it's more than that, the Rambam says, that at the end of the day, we need something positive to focus on, and the positive is Chochmas HaTorah. The Rambam writes, that ain't a person, only people who are not asuk in Talmud Torah, a person's mind is mali v'gadol, she's always thinking and learning, so there's very, very little room for chet. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created a person's mind, you can only think about one thing at a time. We'll try to think about two things at the same time, it just doesn't work. So if a person is sitting and thinking about whether Migdol HaMefreya works or not, he's sitting and thinking about whether Chesed Kibbul Shonim is a Midin Rov or not Midin Rov, at the moment that he's thinking that, he will not be able to be chayte. It will be impossible for him to be chayte. So the Rambam says that's the greatest shmirah, the absolute greatest, highest, most effective, potent protection against chayte is limud haTorah. So not only is limud haTorah great because it's a mitzvah in and of itself, so it's great. Not only is it great because it's chachmas Hashem. Not only is it great because it's a lot of fun. Not only is it great, but it's the greatest possible protection against chayt. That's what the Gemara means in Maseres Kedushim, when the Gemara says that if a person finds himself in pagam mecham and nuvel zeh, if this yetzara comes your way, mashchel lebeis medrash, bring him shlepim into the beis medrash, because he can't live. It's like the when it gets too cold, so the germs die. It gets too hot, so the germs die. Whatever it is. I mean, the Baruch Hu created the world in such a way that Torah is the greatest antidote. Torah is the greatest medication against chayt, because it fills a person up with something positive. It fills a person up with a life of Kedusha. It keeps his mind in the right perspective, so everything else falls by the wayside. So at a time when we're focusing on trying to stay as far away from chayt as possible, vain because of the fact that Shimei HaDin and just common sense dictates that if your life is teetering on the balance and any chayt may throw you off, so you want to be extra specially careful this time of the year. Bein Mitamut was saying that it's the greater concentration of Shechina, so it's a greater Mechayev of Yir Shemayim. So all roads for lead to Rome. All the arrows point in the same direction. There's only one answer to this whole equation. There's only one way to make this Yimei HaDin work. There's only one way to make this whole Yir Shemayim story work. So that's the greater Limud HaTorah. That the more persons in the Beis Medrash, the more persons involved in Torah, the more Kedusha a person has and immerses himself in Torah, Kedusha, Torah, Kedusha, the greater Shmir from Chet, the greater Yediya Hashem, it's gonna ultimately only going to be Torah that's going to carry you through. The person who's immersed in Torah to whatever ability is able to, the greater immersion in Torah, the greater your Shemayim. The greater immersion in Torah, the greater Richuk from Chet. The greater immersion in Torah, the greater Avas Hashem. You know, the Avas Hashem and the Yus Hashem all rolled into one. So, Russ, we got to work cut out for us. We got to work cut out for us the whole year long. In Kavachom, we have a work cut out for us this time as well. So we dive into the Rebbeinu Shalom, we beg the Rebbeinu Shalom, and the Yemei HaDin, V'vechein tein pachtecha, Hashem lakein hakol ma'asecha. It reminds like Rabbi Sol Salanti used to say that sometimes you see a guy saying Shema. So a guy says, Shema Yisrael Hashem lakein Hashem echad. He's mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Shemayim and the Oretz and the Dalek Kanfes Oretz and the Yoyinim and the Techtoinim and all the Mises. And you just have to tap him on the shoulder and say, Rav Yid, you forgot to be mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu on one person. Who's that? On yourself. So v'chein tein pachtecha, we ask Rebbeinu Shalom, v'chein tein pachtecha, kol ma'asecha, they must have kol ma'asev v'rosh, kol ma'asev v'shtav, everybody, don't forget, you're one of those ma'asim, and you're one of those bruim, and you're one of those, guys also. So you should beg the Rebbeinu Shalom, ask the Rebbeinu Shalom, b'leiv sholem, that he should instill in you Yerushimayim, that you should have the proper Yerushimayim, not the negative Yerushimayim, not the bad Yerushimayim, not the Yetzirah's Yerushimayim that we mentioned before, but good, healthy, wholesome Yerushimayim that leads to the Simcha. A person who has real Yerushimayim, he's going to be very, very happy. A person who has real Yerushimayim, he's going to be tremendous Eishes HaTorah. So hopefully we beg the Rebbeinu Shalom to give us this bracha. If a matzliach in one thing in our tefillahs over the Yemei HaDin, to ask the Rebbeinu Shalom for the extra doses of Yerushimayim, so then we'll talk our tefillahs with the Mekubal. Hopefully we'll have a Shnas Chaim.